أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا وقال تعالى والفتنة أشد من القتل وعن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك الأمم أن تتداعى عليكم كما تتداعى الآكلة إلى قصعتها فقال قائل ومن قلة نحن يومئذ قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم وليقذفن في قلوبكم الوهن قال قائل ما الوهن قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت ولقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders, brothers, young friends and sisters that may be listening over receivers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us are aware that we have been going through what we can refer to as the spiritual high season of the Muslim calendar, where the month of Ramadan terminated. Then we had, from the moment the moon of Shawwal is sighted, it is, ulama write, it is the beginning of the days of Hajj. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these great blessings and opportunities to engage in His ibadah. Together with that, it is a very painful time for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last 2 weeks, the genocide that is taking place in full front, in full view of the global community of the world, is open for every single person to see. Already the casualties, the deaths, have exceeded over 60,000 people, the bulk of whom are women and children. The bulk of whom are women and children. Just in the last 2 weeks, those that are on the ground are saying that that killing has intensified to a level which was not experienced even before this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restrain the hands of the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break the hands of the oppressors. In the last few days, some very, very significant events, discussions have been happening at the level of the global Muslim ummah. The ulama of the world, the unified ulama of the world, and as early as yesterday afternoon in Pakistan on a national conference level, the ulama of Pakistan, similarly many of the ulama of the Arab world, have called out to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at their various levels, at an individual level, at a community level, at a provincial level, at a national level, and at an international level, to stand up and oppose this oppression that is happening in full view of the entire world. The ayats that I recited of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. The ulama of tafsir write that these were the first verses of the Quran Sharif that were revealed in Medina Munawwara when it came to fighting back the oppression of the oppressors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Fight back in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those who fight you. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Again, whatever we do as Muslims, it is not unbridled vengeance. It is not something that we do, Allah forbid, for pleasing our own nafs and our own appetite for revenge. Allah protect us from that. وَلَا تَعْتَدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never exceed the bounds. Various detailed explanations that are given for this, that we don't engage in indiscriminate killing of innocent people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in just verses that are shortly after that, because killing is something that any human being, it is a last resort, fighting back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses a question that may arise in the minds of people, that this killing, it is something itself that is, every life is sanctified. So how do we reconcile that as believers and as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But what happens is that when a nation or when a people become of such a level of oppression, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the closing verses of the second juz, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had it not been, times will come in the world
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his system is such that certain groups of people will be pushed back, will be reprehended by others, and if that were not to happen, لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ, all sorts of corruption, chaos, breakdown of international order of law, that is what will happen. And dear brothers and ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every single human being, it doesn't require that we have iman also to understand and to see what is happening. Despite whatever the Western media may be saying, that is controlled by the same Zionist entities, brothers and ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is time to speak up. It is time to do whatever we can do in order to stand up for justice and against the oppression that is taking place openly in front of our eyes. We will go into some of the details in terms of what can be done. But the biggest thing that concerns and fear is there, myself included, we fear. What we fear is that our hearts become dead. Our hearts become numb to what is going on. Because of the environment that we are in, that the impression is created, Allah forbid, that those that are standing up against oppression are the terrorists. Whereas the real terrorists are being allowed to do and to carry on everything like life is going on as normal. We should stand up and speak. We should stand up within our individual spheres of influence. Within our individual spheres of influence, every single person has a degree of influence. Whether it be at a level of a family, whether it be at a level of community organizations, our places of work, we have a responsibility to create this awareness. We have a responsibility, brothers, based on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, anyone that sees, man ra'a minkum, any single person that sees anything, munkaran, one translation is evil. If you have to take a broader translation, anything that is abnormal. This earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is there for the coexistence of the entire humanity. So if one nation now begins to believe, if it happened earlier in the Second World War, when the nations of the world united to fight against an oppressor, then again it needs to happen. But as believers, in particular as believers in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we remain silent, if we carry on going about our daily activities as life as usual, then, brothers, I don't know what to say, but I'll just tell you what a few days ago, Mufti Taqi Usmani, one of the great scholars of our age, he said, then if you can't feel a little bit and you can't make a little bit of fikr and worry and concern when such an abnormal situation is happening in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this may sound a bit harsh, but I'm repeating the words of my teacher and a great scholar of our time, when he said, then if you can't have that much of fikr and worry and concern that we do even a little bit, then stop calling ourselves Muslims. These were his words. Stop calling ourselves Muslims. So this is the biggest fear, brothers, that we carry on with life as normal. We carry on as though life is going on as normal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ahadith that I recited, he said that time will come when the nations of the world will call against you. Like how someone who is cooking a pot of food will call people to come and partake of that pot of food. That's how. In other words, in a coordinated, a systematic method to undermine, to thwart, to weaken your unity and strength between you. Over a billion Muslims, brothers, throughout the world. Over a billion Muslims. It is not a small number. The Sahaba Ikram said, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will that be because we will be less in number? Will it be because we will be less in number, so we will be in a way overpowered? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diagnosed our illness. And brothers, as much as it may sound, it may be difficult to hear these things, there is also great hope in this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the illness has been diagnosed. The illness is diagnosed, the cure is known, and there is still great hope in the strength of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The biggest fear is that we become numb to what is going on. So let us take that as a core message of this Jumu'ah today, that we cannot be going about life as normal when our brothers and sisters are being mercilessly blown apart. A 13-year-old child yesterday, after being kept imprisoned for 10 years, from the age of 13 to the age of 23, and the global media, what do they say? A teen attacker, Palestinian teen attacker, was released. When a 13-year-old child was released from. So we need to stand out, call out this hypocrisy, call out the illegitimate behavior that will not be tolerated by, let alone, it will not be tolerated by anyone. It goes beyond criminality. It goes beyond criminality. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were discussing that what was the diagnosis? Why will we be in this situation of disgrace? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, walakinnakum kathirun. But you will be many. It won't be a problem of numbers. Walakinnakum ghutha'un ka ghutha'is sayk. That chaff, those little pieces of hay and grass that get carried away with a flood. It's not able to change the direction of where the flood is going. So walakinnakum ghutha'un ka ghutha'is sayl. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِكُمُ الْعَدُوَّةَ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ And another thing that will happen, when we become numb, brothers, when we become numb, when we go about life as normal, when we go about life as normal, then one of the things that will happen is that awe, that importance, that respect, that ability to stand down, which the enemies of Islam had in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract it, He will remove it from their hearts. There will be no bounds that will be too far for them to cross. There will be no bounds. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِكُمْ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ That fear, that terror, that you cannot pass, don't cross this boundary, that will be removed. Everyone has their boundaries. Everyone has their boundaries. If someone comes to, if they start crossing the line, you'll tell the guy, bye. Understand your boundary. Which boundary has not been crossed in what is happening to our brothers and sisters? Which boundary has not been crossed? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا يَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ And a very, very strong type of despair and weakness will set in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will thrust it into your hearts. What is that? The actual definition of that despair? This is something for us very, very carefully to think about, brothers. It is the cure, it is the sickness, and when we reflect over it, we will also understand what is the cure. Sahaba ikram asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, the Sahaba ikram were among the most eloquent of the Arabs. Wahan is a word that means weakness. But the context, then they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Please explain this weakness. Strategically, what is holding us back as an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when such flagrant violations of the basic fabric of humanity are taking place? مَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the love of this world, the love of this world, and the second thing is that fear of death. Love of this world means that when the life of this world becomes more beloved to us, then one day standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being in that everlasting life of the hereafter. It means that ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَتُكُمْ الَّتِي تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. Our families, our children, our wealth, our businesses, when we fear that is there a recession happening, is turnovers picking up or dropping, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If that becomes more beloved to you than striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and standing up for justice, then we have to just wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can expect these types of conditions to come. But like I said, brothers, there is no need to despair. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much as it is a time for great concern and reflection, it is a time that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is awakening. And there are such leaders that are coming about, are being created in these circumstances, in this environment, that perhaps if one had to have any courses to generate and to create such leaders, it would may have taken decades to train people to that level of readiness. So there is no need to despair. What I want to cover in the last few minutes that we have is what is it that we can do as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very clear. When we see an abnormal situation, the first thing, when we see any kind of evil that is happening, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Make a physical attempt to stop it. The biggest challenge that we have is being preoccupied with our daily lives, our mundane lives. That is not the objective of our lives. The great poet of Islam, Allama Iqbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, نہیں ہے تیرا نشے من قصر سلطانی کے گمبت پر تو شاہی ہے بسیرا کر پہاڑوں کی چٹانوں پر. Oh believer, you are like an eagle. The eagle doesn't consider, if it gets the opportunity to sit on the dome of the king's palace, it doesn't believe that it has reached a very high level. So if you accumulated some wealth of this world, there's nothing extraordinary about it from the point of view of the more strategic objectives for a believer. Yes, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our ni'mats. In particular, as people living in this country, we must make so much of shukr for the stance of the government of this country and the ruling party in particular. for their stance on standing up against oppression. Of the very, very few governments in the world today. And we must express our appreciation and stand in solidarity with all of the initiatives that are taking place in this regard. So, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. To the extent that every individual knows within themselves what is their ability to make a physical effort with regards to standing up against not only what from a dini perspective is totally a flagrant violation of the principles of our deen, but even from an international legal perspective. So stand up, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي, make an effort. If those people that are in the United States, our brothers and sisters, people like the sister who stood up in a Microsoft event in front of all of their founders and called out the open support that they are giving for the genocide, then surely, brothers and sisters, in a country where the struggle is recognized because of the similarities between the struggle of apartheid and the struggle of the people of Palestine, we are in that country, then we should be far more proactive with regards to our efforts in this regard. We should be far more proactive. We have become a little bit complacent. So, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي. If we can't do anything from a physical perspective, whether that mean organizing, whether that may be providing any sort of physical assistance, then we should be speaking about it. Creating awareness, utilizing all of the means that are at our disposal, whether it be all the types of media, فَبِلِسَانِي, those that have legal expertise. Yesterday, or a few days ago, lawyers in the United Kingdom have mobilized to bring legal cases for the recognition of the struggle of the armed struggle of the Palestinians. What nonsense is this, they are the terrorists? And then we have organizations that are taking an effort. That's why I'm saying, brothers, each and every one of us can reflect. If you are a medical doctor, then reflect what is the effort that you can make. If you are a student in the school, reflect what is the effort that I can make. If a person is a legal expert, then what are the efforts that we can make within the resources, the ability, the circumstances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us, because we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with everything, what did we do? What did we do when our brothers and sisters were being mercilessly blown up? فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if we can't do that also, then we must make efforts to reflect and fikr and a genuine deep-hearted concern for how we will strategically reflect over bringing about change. That is why all of the different levels of communities, in particular the wealthy, the businessmen, have a very, very significant role to play at a strategic level, how we can ensure that we put all of the types of pressure that are possible, whether it be governmental pressure, economic pressure, political pressure, all types of pressure to call out this global injustice that is taking place. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And if that, this just reflecting that a person is only able to reflect and to ponder over how to bring about change, that is the weakest form of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability. Even the ladies at home, let us reflect any kind of extra that is there in our lives. Now, we are not going into the details, what is luxury, but some, bring about some drop in our standard of living, some luxuries let us cut out. Let us create within our own homes a little bit of resources that are put aside for the support of our brothers and sisters. in Palestine. I will end on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is the brother of his believer, of his fellow Muslim. لا يخذله ولا يسلمه. He will never abandon him. One of the American senators was asked that this open killing of women and children is happening. Do you still support the Israeli government? He said, we will continue to support them, whatever that may be. Yesterday, our Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, he said, let the world know that we will continue to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine, no matter what. No matter what the global world, the UNs and all of the governments that are complicit in this genocide may go ahead and say. لا يسلمه ولا يخذله. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَةِ. Whoever is in the support of his brother, in his needs of looking after the needs of his brother. Brothers, there's no need to go into the details. Within our own communities, and the objective is two messages. Let not our consciousness die. That is the most important message. And then the second message is this, that within the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us, let us do the maximum that we can do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the ability to stand up to this call for resisting the genocide that is taking place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulty, the hardship facing our brothers and sisters in Palestine. وآخر الدعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.